start your day this way, Rabbi Ari Tumin.
Good morning. It's a tremendous privilege, always a privilege to be here, but especially after having been through a Yom Ne'roim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, the Simchas Torah, ready to start a new cycle, a fresh new cycle, Bereishis, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share some Divrei Torah. Of all that I heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Koritz that relates the Yom Kippur to the Parsha of Bereishis, and we know that the calendar that we have is fixed, and Rosh Hashanah can only fall on certain days, like Adu Rosh, and therefore Yom Kippur can only fall on certain days, is Lo Yigau Yom HaKippurim. And Rabbi Yitzchak Koritz relates this to our Parsha based on the Mishnah in Tyrus. Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Dalut, tells us which types of Kalim can become Tomei. And the Mishnah has a rather interesting way of telling you these halachos. And the Mishnah says, that which was created by Yom Rishon can be Mekabel Tuma. Because the earth, Kli Cheres, you make a Kli out of earth, the earthenware Kli can be Mekabel Tuma. That which was created by Yom Sheni cannot be Mekabel Tuma. Because Yom Sheni was the Rakia. That which was created on Yom Shlishi can be Mekabel Tuma, because the wooden, the trees were created, and they can make a Kli Eitz, it can be Mekabel Tuma. Your Revi of the Chamishi ain't on Mekabel Tuma. The Ma'oros created in Revi cannot be Mekabel Tuma. Yom Chamishi, those things which are created in the sea, in the water, the fish, they're not Mekabel Tuma. You make a Kli out of them, they're not Mekabel Tuma. Bashishi, animals, you make this, people, you make this out of the skin, out of the bones, kalim, then mekabel tuma. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Koritz, the Mishnah is telling us that those things which are created on day 1, day 3, and day 6 can be mekabel tuma. Says it's not fitting that the day of Tyre, Yom Kippurim, if they Hashem Titoru, like go Yom Kippurim, those days cannot be for Yom Kippur. Okay, a remiss. Starting at the beginning, Bereishis Bara Elokim, there's a point which is made by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in a Sefer Emes Liyakov. And you don't have to be a Bal Korah to know that besides for a Seif Pasuk, the longest pause in a sentence in the Torah is reflected by the Esnachto. Bereishis Bara Elokim has an asnachto under Bereishis Bara Elokim, which indicates to us Bereishis Bara Elokim is a phrase unto its own. Obviously, the mikra kipshutoi, as much as it can be taken kipshutoi, is read Bereishis Bara Elokim eis hashamayim ve'esoretz. But the fact that there's an asnachto under Bereishis Bara Elokim tells us, so Rabbi Yaakov, there's this idea in Bereishis Bara Elokim. And in Emes Yaakov, he gives three ideas. The first one he puts down there is that Bereishis, the beginning of time, is also created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create time, although philosophically this is a very difficult concept, having something before the beginning of time, because as long as there's no time, there's no before and no after. Before and after only exist once you have the concept of time. So how do you have before time? Okay, that's the point which is discussed and which is debated. But nonetheless, the time, the system that we have of time as we know it, is part of the creation of Hashem. And therefore, says the Rabbi Akhenetsky, the Pasuk being Meramis, Bereishis Bara Elokim. The beginning, the time itself, was created by Hashem. Which is also reflected in the comment of the Sifonu. If you look at the Sifonu on Bereishis, the Sifonu, their comments, that Bilti Mischalek, this is the beginning of time itself, fine. And also worthwhile noting that the Gaon, in his Pirush on Baruch Sha'oma, which we say every day, he says, Baruch Sha'oma v'hoya olam. That is, the Baruch Sha'oma v'hoya olam, the creation of the world as we know it, the creation of space as we know it, the physical world. Baruch Hu, we go on. Baruch Oisev Bereishis. That's the creation and beginning of time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time and space as we know it, and that's Marumas in Bereishis Boro Elekim. The second Pshat, Rabbi Yakimensky says, based on Rashi. The second Rashi of the Torah, Bereishis, Rashi says, what translates Bereishis? Rashi says, Ein Mikos Zeh Elohim Adar Sheni. It has to be explained according to the Drash, even though Rashi, the great Pashtun that he is, tries not to deviate from the Pshat wherever he can, but Ein Mikos Zeh Elohim Adar Sheni. And Rashi says, Bereishis, as we know, is Bishul Reishis. Bishul Torah Sheniku Reishis, Bishul Sheniku Reishis. The Bereishis Varelikim means, Bereishis Varelikim is a phrase by itself. Mishpat Shalem, Bereishis Baralekim, the purpose of the world, Hashem creating anything, was Bereishis, Bishul Reishis. That is the introduction, Bereishis Baralekim. There's a Bias Olam, what was the purpose? Bereishis Baralekim. The purpose of creating the world was Bereishis, Bishul Reishis. And the third Bishat that he brings is based on the Ramban. According to the Ramban, the word Bereishis Baralekim is an introduction to the whole concept of the creation of the world. It says the word Boro is only found in this Pasuk. Boro, according to Ramban, it's a difficult Ramban, but worthwhile learning nonetheless, that Boro is Yesh Me'ayin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created all the matter of the world. The Ramban says all the spiritual world is created out of one form of matter, and all the physical world is created out of one form of matter, which today perhaps we is more understood better than anything else, now that we have a better understanding of the nuclear physics and how things are all based on protons, electrons and neutrons, electrical charged particles, when you break them down to the molecular level. But what are these particles? They're all the same electrical particles. It's not really understood itself. But whatever it is, the different elements of the world, the periodic table, etc., and everything else, are based on the same protons, neutrons, and electrons in different combinations. But either way, the Ramban says that the beginning of the world was created, there was the substance that the world, the matter that the world, all the rest of the world was created out of, was first created. He calls it the Hiyuli, the Ramban. He has his own terms, and he says, the Ramban says, that is the Tohu Vavohu. The Oretz Hesos Tohu Vavohu was made up of matter without any shape or form, and that matter was then used as the building blocks to create everything else. So the only time you find Boro is in the first Pasuk, Bereishis Boro Elekim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the initial creation was a creation of Yesh Me'ayin, of matter, and then everything else follows after that. Now we're going to come back to this point in a minute, because the Kli Chemdo asks a kasha. The Kli Chemdo, based on this Ramban, asks a kasha, and he says, "Vayi erev, vayi voke yom hashishi." We know Chazal question the yom hashishi, the definite article, the hey yom hashishi. All the other days of the creation, vayi erev, vayi voke yom rishon, yom sheni, yom shlishi. It doesn't say hasheni hashishi. When it comes to the sixth day of creation, Yayereke, Yoim Hashishi. So Rashi, on the Pasuk, already brings down two Pshatim. And Chazal tell us that the Yoim Hashishi is a reference to the day of Matan Torah, to the sixth of Sivan, when Kali Sol Asid Lekabasa Torah. And the whole creation, the whole Bias Olam, rests and hinges upon the Yoim Hashishi. On that Yom HaShishi, the whole world is created for that, and until that has been established, the Kali Shal Kabbalah Torah, the whole world is in limbo. We don't know, is it going to be in existence? It's not going to exist it until Yom HaShishi. And Chazal say, Da'ashen imloi brisi yomon v'layla, chukois shomayim v'aretz loisamti. If it's not for the fact, says the Chazal, if Kali Shal aren't Mekabbalah Torah, but Yom HaShishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'machzeh the world to tohu vavohu. Says the Kli Chemdo, I don't understand, according to the Ramban, this drasha of Chazal, according to the Ramban, tohu vavohu was the preliminary stage of Briyas HaOlam. The world was created in stages. First, the matter was created, the possibility of having matter, the building blocks of creation, and then those building blocks were used to create whatever was created. So the Tohu Vavohu was the first stage of creation, according to Ramban. That is the matter that the world was created out of. So if Kali Yisrael aren't Mekabel the Torah, then surely what we're trying to say is we're going to go back to a stage where nothing was created, which precedes even Tohu Vavohu, because Tohu Vavohu is already one step into creation. So why does it say that if Kali Yisrael don't accept the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masters the world to Tohu Vavohu? Tohu Vavohu is itself a Bereishis Bara Elokim, is already a stage of creation. And the Kli Chendo explains, and he says as follows, that it's well known that the purpose of the creation is in order to establish the Gilui of Malchus Hashem on all the Nivram, all the Bria. That is the purpose of creation. But at the same time, the creation itself is paradoxically that which hides. The Olam is Lashon Ha'olam. The world is created in a way which hides the hand of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Despite all the complexity, the argument of design, Yesh Biro, Yesh Bala Biro, there's nowadays, there's a large movement which promotes argument of intelligent design purely from a scientific point of view, not from a religious point of view. In the Gosh world, not the subject of today's share, but anyone who's interested can read up about it. There's books written by Gosh scientists, Heretic, there's a book Heretic written by a Finnish scientist, Matti Liesola. There are other scientists who've written books about it. There's a big argument, just the intricacy of design, ranging from the intergalactic systems to the tinier systems, the molecular systems, the living cell, etc., the complexity. But the flip side of that is the seamless operation of all these systems, how they just all seem to fit together seamlessly with no intervention, and everything works according to an order. There's a Seder, there's a cycle, there's a season, it all just works so seamlessly that it seems to operate by itself. That is the Olam, that is the Hester. Says the Kli Chendo that given the world that we live in, given the fact that we live in the Olam HaTeva, how is there supposed to be a Gilui of Malchus Shemayim? So Klal Yisrael, through Kabbalas HaTorah, are acting as the mysteries of Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They're acting through the Kiyum Torah HaMitzvos. They are acting, they are the ones who are enabling the Gilui Shekhinah in the world. It says, if Klal Yisrael were not Mekabel the Torah, and they failed to deliver that Gilui of Malchus Shemayim, so Gilui Malchus Shemayim will still have to be achieved. How will it be achieved? Well, the world will have to be created without the natural order. The order that's created now is a world which hides Hand of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're going to have a Kali Yisrael with Kabbalah HaTorah, with the Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs, which is going to counteract that. But if we don't have that to counteract that, so Nachanani says, "Ro'eh Shalom, Abi Machzis the Olam to Toyu Vavayu." We'll go back to the initial building block stage, and we'll rebuild the world differently. And Nachanani, we won't go back to precede that, but we'll achieve what needs to be achieved through building the world in a different, we'll have the same building blocks, but we'll have to be built differently. Chukos Shamayim Vaoretz Leisamti. That natural cycle of Shamayim Vaoretz, im lo bris yom v'layla, if I don't have the method of Gilui Shekhinah of bris yom v'layla, then Chukos Shamayim Vaoretz Leisamti. And therefore, we'll go back to Tohu Vavohu. Interestingly enough, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, what are the 10 Pesukim of Malchus that we say in Rosh Hashanah Keneged? Different Peshatim in the Gemara. One of the pshatim is Kineged Asorah Mamorais Shenivru Ho'olam. The Asorah Pesukim of Malchus that we say in Rosh Hashanah are parallel to the Asorah Mamorais Shenivru Ho'olam. What does that mean? That means the Malchus that we say in Rosh Hashanah is parallel to the Briyas Ho'olam. The Asorah Mamorais Shenivru Ho'olam. Now, the Gemara itself raises an issue. Asorah Mamorais Shenivru Ho'olam. The Gemara says there's only 9 times that it says in the only 9 Mamoros, etc. You only find it 9 times, says the Gemara. Bereishis Nami Maimahu. The word Bereshit is Nami Maimahu, as I say in Pasuk, Gedvar Lekim Nasu Shemayim Vaaretz. Now, there is a number of issues here. First of all, the first question raised by the Foshim is, so why Taka doesn't it say Vayomer? Vayomer Lekim, Hi Shemayim Vaaretz. Like it says, Bereshit is Nami Maimahu. So there's Asura Mamoris. One of them is Bereshit. Only says Vayomer 9 times. Why does it say Bereshit? Why Taka doesn't it say the 10th time? Why does it say Vayomer? Why does it say Bereshit? And the Foshim gave different truths. The Pharisee Yisrael answers based on what we've said that the first Bria was different inherently to the other all the other Mamorim. The first was a creation of the world Yesh Me'ayin. The Bereshit Bara Elokim is different to the Vayomer Elokim Yihyeh. The actual physical existence of the world and matter, like the Ramban says, was Bereshit Bara Elokim, intrinsically different to everything else which was later on formed from the initial building blocks. But I saw an interesting vort from the Bnei Yisroscha. And the Bnei Yisroscha says that Vayomer, Eloshon Amira, requires whatever concept it means, but conceptually it means it requires an Amira. It requires language. It requires oisis, letters. You can't have an Amira without a language, without art, without aleph, beis, a gimel, a dalet. So first of all, there had to be creation of language, of speech, of oisis. It's Bereshit Bara Elokim. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create everything. And then you can have a Vayomer, including time, including space, including language. Says the Bnei Yisroscha, Merumas in the Pasuk also, Bereshit Bara Elokim S, the Aleph to Tov, the letters that we have, the alphabet, that enable Vayomer later, is also part of the creation. So Bereshit Bara Elokim S, and then later on you can have a Vayomer. So those are the 10 Mamorim, 9 Vayomers, and 1 Bereshit. Now there is another difficulty, which is raised by Mefarshim, the earliest of which that I know is the Tosfos Rid on Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, raises the question. He says, if you count the Vayomers of creation, you actually only have 8. So it depends. You look at the Pesukim, and you count Vayomer, you'll actually count 10. Yeah, but the last two are not talking about a Bria itself. So you have Yehim Elokim Yehi, Yehim Oyos, Tachi Oret, etc., etc., etc. And nice it's on Menu. And then those are 8 of those. After that, there's another 2 Vayomers which are not part of the Bria. After we have, on the 6th day, if you look on the 6th day, so the first thing is that we don't know how to count. Whenever Chazal give a number, we always have a problem because we don't know how to count. So the Tosfos Rid asks the Kasha, and he says you only have 8 Vayomers which reference the Brias, items which were created in the Shishim Bereshis. So the Tosfos Rid himself answers that there's another pasuk later on, Perik Beis, after Kadosh Baruch Hu, after the Shishim Bereshis, and talks about the creation of Chavo. So there the Pasuk says, in Pasuk, Beis Pasuk Yudches, Vayomer Hashem Elokim Lo Toiv Hayoyis Adam Levadoi Es Lo Ezek Nekdoi. Says the Tosfos Rid, you're looking for the 9th Vayomer, it's over there, when Hashem created Chavo. And I once heard of Pshat, and what's Pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something Lo Toiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu is part of the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hayitochan, Kadosh Baruch Hu created something Lo Toiv. So I once heard of Pshat that when Vayomer Hashem Elokim said Lo Toiv Hayosem Levadoi, that itself was a creation of Lo Toiv Hayosem Levadoi. That Kadosh Baruch Hu was creating at that moment of time. This is one of the Vayomers of the Bria. That until then, a person would be fine by himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "No, I want the world to be created that Lo Toiv Hayosem Levadoi. It's not good for a person to be on himself without his soulmate, and therefore, es Lo Ezek Nekdoi. So that itself was the Bria, and that's Pshat the Tosfos Rid. That is the creation. That's the 9th Maimer, which the Gemara says you have in Bria Soilam. But the Gon gives it a different pshat. The Gon doesn't bring the Tosfos Rit. The Gon says, at the end of the Ma'aseh Bereishis, at the end of the sixth day, Vayomim Elokim, Hinei Nasati Lachem Eskol Esav Zoriah Zerah Ashal Pnei Chol Eretz. I've given before you all Esav Zoriah Zerah. Eskol Eitz Ashal Bepi Eitz Zoriah Zerah Lachem Yeh Lachlo. Before it's, you have all the trees and all the things that grow, all the plants, Lachem Yeh Lachlo. Says the Gaon that this is the ninth Maimah that we're looking for. All of the creation, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling them, you have the foods to eat. He says, until now, a person eats a piece of wood, gives him nourishment. A person eats a stone, gives him nourishment. Why should a stone, why should a piece of wood give him nourishment? Why should a piece of fruit that grows in the tree, why should that give him nourishment? You know why it gives him nourishment? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu now created, in Ma'aseh Bereishis, at this stage of Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, that the plants that grow, the fruit that grow in the tree, the plants that grow from the ground, inanimate objects, they sustain the human being. How is that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that koyach into them. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that into them? In this pasuk over here. When Hashem said, you have them to eat, you can live off them. Says Rabbi Aaron Kotler, that explains the end of this pasuk. The end of this pasuk is Chochai Saret, Chochai Toshmaim, it's all animals. Ashabu Nefesh Chayo. Vayihi Chayim. What's Vayihi Chayim? Vayihi Chayim is a Kadosh Baruch Hu created something. Vayihi Chayim. Vayihi Yoy. Vayihi Yoy. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is just telling Olam, you know, there's food, you can eat it. What's Vayihi Chayim? So the feet are gone, we understand. There was a creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm now creating, it should be like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that to be, that the world, the living world is sustained through the plants. And it was Taka created, that gives the living ability. And there is a pshat which I saw brought down from the Sefer HaPadis, on the Pasuk in Dvarim. That Vasha is, it's not al lechem levadoi. A lechem on its own wouldn't have the koyach to yichye odom. It's because Hashem gave it the instruction that the lechem, the inanimate object, can sustain the person. Says the Sefer HaPadis, it's brought down there in the Mikvas Kedoshim, bring down on this Moshe Rashi, bring down from the Sefer HaPadis, and that's Vashat. In Boyin Afoshis. Boyin Afoshis Rabbis Vichesu Nakam Boshabosa. Lahachios Bohem Nefesh Kolchai. Boyin Afoshis Rabbis Vichesrinon. Because we all created people, Vichesrinon. Akomasha Brosa, with all the things necessary were created. Lahachios Bohem Nefesh Kolchai. And there was also an instruction that the things were created which are necessary for them is lahachis behem nefesh kol chai, will give them the living force that they need through eating them. Now, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer actually brings down both the Gaon's Peshat, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer lists out what the Ten Mamrim Nevi'im, lists out the Gaon's Peshat, Vayom Elokim Tachi Oretz, and also lists out the Tosfos Rit, Vayom Hashem Elokim, Tov Hayosim Hayosim Adam Levadoi. Obviously, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is not going with the Bavli that says Bereishis Nami Mamahu. And nonetheless, where we see both of these Pshatim have a Makoyah in Chazal. There is not a Makoyah for in Chazal, and that's in the Tikkuni Zoya. In the Tikkuni Zoya, also goes out through the Mamorim. And the Tikkuni Zoya lists out 10 Mamorim and counts all 10 of them. The 10th one, the 9th and 10th ones that the Tikkuni Zoya bring are also in Yom HaShishi. And Vayavarech Oysam Elikim Vayayim Olehem Pru Revu Menu Esoretz is the extra one which is not being counted by the other portion, which is counted by the Tikkuni Zoya. That the instruction of Pru Revu is preceded by Vayayim Elikim, Vayayim Olehem Elikim Pru Revu, Vayayim Olehem Elikim Pru Revu counts the Tikkuni HaZoya as the 10th missing of the Asura Mamoris. So the Gaon and Ovos, when he suggests what we can count, he precludes this from his numbering because he says this was given the Brocha and therefore Vayayim Olehem Pru Revu. And that's a bracha, and therefore it's not to be counted as part of the Masar Marasim Ba'ilam. And the truth is, there's a big discussion. You all know, Pru Ravu is listed as the first mitzvah in the Torah. But where is the instruction of Pru Ravu in the Torah? So, the Sefer HaChinuch, this week's Pasha, brings out one mitzvah, Pru Ravu, gracious. But if the Yom Lam Pru Ravu of this, or Pasha Bereishis, only a bracha, it's not actually an instruction, so then this is not the mitzvah of Pru Ravu, as given later on in Noach, which Adam and Farshan HaKa learn, that the Pru Ravu of the mitzvah was only is later in Noach, and this is Le Bracha Be'alma. Like everything else, got a bracha in the Bria. I just finish off. Today is Chof Hei Tishrei, Yotzeit of Chum Sofer, and also the Kedushas Levi. And the Tzadikim used to say Divrei Torah, which were common to both of them. There are many ideas which are reflected by both the Kedushas Levi and Chum Sofer, one way or another, slightly different. But one of the ideas was that I saw it brought down that the they both say is the Pshat Yom Lekachten Lechem Yom Rishon. Lekachten Yom Rishon, we know the Medrash, Yom Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos. Why is Sukkos Yom Rishon Lecheshbon Avonos? So they both say this idea that we know that Tshuva Meiro is Zdonis Nasloik Yishkobos, and Tshuva Meiavo is Nasloik Yishkobos. So Yom Neiroim is Tshuva Meiro, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pasen Nas Tshuva Meiro. And okay, Tshuva Meiro comes Sukkos. Sukkos already Tshuva Meiavo. Take the other minimum, the Sukkah Tshuva Meiavo. Tshuva Meiavo, Ibazoi, Nasa Leik is Chuyos. The Aveiros are now counted, they're now reckoned by Kadosh Baruch Hu as Chuyos. So Ibazoi, everything changes. The Cheshbon of things is recounted as Averis, perhaps it was Shkogos, but now the changes to the mitzvahs, Ibazoi Dava Macha, Naya Cheshbon, Yerachem Yom Rishon, is Yerushin Cheshbon Avonis. What's the difference between Tshuva Meiavo and Tshuva Meiro? Tshuva Meiavo, Tshuva Meiro, is a person doesn't want to come late to shul. You know why? Because terrible thing is that someone comes late to shul. Bizoya and Bizoya Davening, don't want to talk in Davening. You know what? God love him in sight. Kefalech Azachen. But Tshuva Meiavo is a person thinks about his relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he thinks about, I have a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're taking the Dalam Minin, the Oasis of Hashem, Yutevovke. We're standing in the Seder Sukkah. We have a relationship with Hashem. Yeah, true. Last year we also said that we're going to evaluate our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't give up. He doesn't give up fighting, as the Torah says. We don't know who won the battle. Umayis or Yisrael. When we see Klal Yisrael going out with Dalam Minim, we see the battle, we see the warrior with his Kei Zion. So we know Klal Yisrael didon notzach. Says, what do you mean? How do you see that Klal Yisrael won because they're holding their weapons? Says, yeah, because he keeps on fighting. He's won. And he doesn't give up, and he always wants to achieve more, and he wants to reevaluate his relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, listen, the way that I come to shul, that's a relationship with Hashem I have here. I want to come on time. The way I speak Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to talk to him in davening. That's Tshuva Meiavo. Tshuva Meiavo, that changes everything. Should help us all to be Zeicha. We should be Tshuva Meiavo. We should be Zeicha to the Shalosh Regalim. We should be Zeicha to be as good as Hedek and Hiri. Amen. Maybe it is.